Début du dialogue 17.
I saw a fascinating animated film about poverty on the television the other night.
You're a bit old for children's films, aren't you?
It isn't a children's film. It's called Poor Us, an animated history of poverty. It's a history of poverty from Neolithic times to today. It passes through 18th century Africa, the Inca period, the Industrial Revolution, to the underclass in today's Western societies. It's part of Why Poverty, a vast project to raise awareness about the issue around the globe.
Yes, I've heard of Why Poverty. It certainly sounds like a very ambitious project.
It is. The project commissioned award-winning filmmakers to create 8 documentaries about poverty. The programs were shown all around the world last year during the month of November. 70 national broadcasters participated, including the BBC in Britain, the Australian ABC, and PBS in the US. The organizer said the project would reach 500 million people.
What kind of subjects did the films deal with?
One of the films was called Park Avenue: Money, Power, and the American Dream. It was made by the filmmaker Alex Gibney, the one who made the documentary Enron: The Smartest Guys in the Room in 2005.
Yes, an insightful film about the unscrupulous getting rich.
Well, Park Avenue is the richest street in New York City, the home of numerous billionaires. Gibney compared this famous Park Avenue with another Park Avenue a few kilometers to the north, in the Bronx, one of the poorest areas in the United States. Another filmmaker interviewed Bono, the Irish rock star and a world advocate for the poor and oppressed. The filmmaker had been skeptical about celebrity advocates, thinking they were mostly interested in their own public profile. But he said Bono knew and cared a lot about poverty.
I read that the films have now entered the public domain. Doesn't that mean teachers can use them freely in the classroom? Activists and campaigners can show the films? And anyone can post them on a website?
Yes, they can, because the idea is to create a global debate about why there are still 1 billion people living in poverty. The poorest 50% of the global population earn less than 3% of global income.
Who thought of the idea in the first place?
The project was created by an NGO called Steps International, which is backed by internationally famous documentary filmmakers from the BBC, from South Africa, and from Denmark. A few years ago, they put together a similar project called Why Democracy.
The people of Steps have noble ideas, but do you think a few documentaries can change much? I wonder whether many people in rich countries really care about what happens in poor countries. Plenty of people give to charity or participate in events such as the Make Poverty History concerts. But giving a few coins to a charity collector doesn't mean you really care about poverty. Isn't there the risk that it's just a way for people to feel good about themselves and feel that they're caring people?
I think people in rich Western countries are becoming disturbed by inequality, but at the same time they're sceptical about charity organisations. There's a feeling that simply sending money to Africa is solving nothing, that the causes of poverty are more complex. Everyone agrees that poverty is bad and that there are probably enough resources on the planet for everyone, but no one agrees on how to go about it.
I read an article in the Guardian newspaper where several experts were asked to give their solutions for poverty, and each one had a different idea. Some favoured the socialist approach with tough state intervention to redistribute income and resources. Others thought that state intervention was the problem and that freer markets would reduce poverty. And other experts thought that better agricultural technologies were the solution and that science would solve humanity's problems. Still others wanted more money spent on education.
There are also people whose views are very radical, like the English group No Borders. It believes that international frontiers create national ghettos of rich and poor. They want to open the borders and, for example, let poor Mexicans find a better life in the United States.
Fin du dialogue 17.